MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Craig Stewart. He's Altron Digital Business Managing Director. Craig, appreciate the time. The Employee Technology Experience Index from Altron out today. Talk us through, before we get into some of the details, what is this index? What is the methodology? What you're looking to achieve?
Thanks for having me, Simon. The Altron Financial Services Industry Employee Experience Index report set out to really answer three core questions, being firstly, how does technology experience shape employee experience? What is the impact on business outcomes? And then finally, you know, where would one's investment have the greatest impact?
I like that. So you're not measuring uptime, you're measuring frustration in a sense, and you're trying to put a rand value to that frustration.
Absolutely.
And I mean, do you succeed? What is the cost to tech-related disruption? I want to delve into what some of it isn't in a moment, but I'm fascinated if we can put a rand value to it.
So we found that in the research that technology friction is effectively a hidden productivity tax that never really shows up on any dashboard. Mm-hmm. We estimate that it costs between 3.2 million rand to 30 million rand per 1,000 employees a year. And nearly half of those employees say that that friction has already reached their customers. And, you know, we believe that that's a real number hiding inside, you know, every financial services company cost base.
And I mean, at 30 million per 100, I know a couple of 50, 60, 100,000 companies out there. Those numbers get absolutely humongous. And is this as simple as maybe it takes my laptop 20 minutes to boot up, or maybe I'm running a Windows XP or something like that? I mean, is it perhaps as simple and as prosaic as that in some places?
It can be as simple as that. Mm-hmm. And what we found quite interestingly is there is apathy in the data. So in the research that we got back, around 30% of employees are actually no longer raising their technology issues because they believe that nothing changes.
And that then becomes, I mean, this is not just a dissatisfied or frustrated employee. I mean, this could become a governance. This could become a compliance issue more than just a frustration issue.
Absolutely.
Oh, we're not here. This is not an anti-tech. I mean, tech is huge. Take away the technology that sits on my desk right now, I would be unable to do my business. This is not saying we don't like tech. This is just saying we need it perhaps in many cases to be at a better level, a higher standard.
Absolutely. What we found was that, you know, it's more important to actually diagnose where the biggest issue is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it depends on the goal. What we're not saying here is go and invest more money in your technology estate. The important aspect here is to diagnose before you prescribe. So if the goal here is employee advocacy and retention, what the research finds is that IT support is the sharpest lever. It was the strongest predictor of 10 of 13 positive outcomes that we measured. Mm-hmm. If it's future readiness and motivation, AI enablement becomes really, really important. If it's protecting the customer experience, it's the core network, it's core applications, because those are the strongest predictors of where the friction reaches the end customer, even though, you know, those things won't lift employee sentiment on their own.
I want to touch on a couple of things you said. The one is the point that you make is, and you made this up front as well, which is this has reached the customer already. A lot of it's going to be the individual frustration. A lot of it will be colleague to colleague frustration. But a lot of this ends up at the customer space as well, which is, you know, that's your front line.
Absolutely. And I think those are the numbers that are not being measured. So obviously, you know, we've managed, and through the methodology that we used salary as a proxy for productivity. So employees know their own salary, and it reflects what the business is investing in that particular person. You know, we measured how often and how long people are disrupted, and then we mapped that against respective salary bands. So it's a range, not a point estimate. Mm-hmm. And importantly, what we found was the median is actually far lower than the mean. And, you know, that's because the cost is concentrated in a small group of heavily disrupted and often higher earning employees. Yeah. Now, the next phase of this is obviously to put a value on the customer impact, which is obviously not a cost, that we measured in this particular research.
Gotcha. But which to the corporate in many cases will be a direct cost which they feel. You mentioned AI, two questions around it. Is there, and I don't know if you asked the questions around this, is there a lot of take up of using AI, different tools of AI, and is it sort of helping the situation or perhaps hindering it?
Absolutely. So we found that AI adoption in financial services companies is not the problem. Mm-hmm. 85% of respondents have access to AI tools. Mm-hmm. They're using AI on a weekly basis, and they're genuinely reporting that their AI tools are useful. However, only 20% of respondents feel that their employer is preparing them for an AI-enabled future. Mm. Only 35% of respondents agree that their institution systems are AI ready. And then more concerning is around about 30% of respondents primarily rely on AI tools that they've sourced themselves, which obviously becomes a governance and risk compliance issue.
Yeah, we're back to that risk issue, which perhaps is in some ways the biggest part of it, but I'm still 30 million per 1,000 employees. Man, there are banks out there with 50,000 employees. Run the numbers. We'll leave it there. It's Craig Stewart. He's Managing Director, Altron Digital Business. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.